My name is Karen, and I will be reading a story called Monster Under the Bed from a magazine called Storytime. My friend Monster lives under my bed. He was scared of me at first, but when I shared my chocolate biscuits with him, he knew there was nothing to fear. We have great fun hanging out together. When I come home from school, I drop my bag straight away and immediately run upstairs to see him. We play board games and video games, and I tell him all about school, and we draw pictures together. Monster is good at art. Sometimes he draws pictures of my garden. Lately, he's been drawing a lot of pictures of my trampoline. One day, when we were sharing our favourite chocolate cake, I said, "Let's go out and play in the garden, Monster. You can jump on my trampoline." Monster shook his head. "But we always stay in my room. You'll love it out there, come on." Monster folded his big furry arms. He looked scared. "What are you afraid of? We'll have fun, I promise." Monster pointed at a drawing of a cat I had done. He furrowed his brow. "Cats? You're scared of cats." "But they're harmless. They'd never hurt a big monster like you," I sniggered. Monster crawled under my bed and didn't come out again. It was the first time we had ever argued. After school the next day, I used a bag of chocolate buttons to lure him out from under the bed. I loaded my tablet with all the cute cat videos that I could find. "Nobody can resist kittens," I pointed at the screen. Look at this, Monster. It'll cheer you up. It's funny." Monster looked over and cowered. He covered his eyes with his giant hands. I laughed at a video of a kitten trying to squish itself inside of a shoe. Monster peeped through his fingers. I saw a big smile break over his face. We watched videos for a while, and I even heard him say, "Aw." "See? Cats are funny. Cats are cute. They won't hurt you. Now, do you want to jump on the trampoline?" Monster stood up. He looked out of the window and then at me. For a moment, he seemed tempted, but it soon passed. He grunted and slumped to the floor. Frustrated, I cried, "Who's ever heard of a monster being scared?" It came out a bit louder than I wanted it to. Monster looked at me sadly, then crawled under my bed and stayed there. In the night, I heard him sniffling. I didn't mean to hurt his feelings. The following day, I came up with a plan. I crept into my bedroom and left a mini chocolate muffin by my bed, one in the middle of the room and another by my bedroom door. I set a tray that went across the landing, down the stairs and into the garden, right up to the trampoline. Then I sat and I hoped and I waited. "Come on, Monster," I whispered. "Be brave. I know you can do it." I sat there for a long time because I realised it was better to be patient than to get frustrated. When I was just about to give up, Monster poked his head around the back door and gave me a shy smile. A shy, chocolate-covered smile. I grinned back at him and clapped. Next, he put one big fluffy foot outside and brushed his toe against the long grass. He chuckled. It must have felt ticklish. Then he fully stepped outside and a gentle breeze ruffled his fur. He closed his eyes and smiled. He was enjoying himself. I climbed onto the trampoline and started to bounce. I didn't go too high or do any flips as I didn't want to put him off. That's when he took me by surprise. Suddenly, he bounded across the lawn and took a mighty leap and landed in the middle of the trampoline. He sent me soaring into the sky, higher than I had ever jumped before. We spent the whole afternoon bouncing, boinging, belly flopping, tucking and flipping together. I heard Monster laugh, properly laugh, for the first time ever. It was a big, gurgly laugh that came from deep inside his belly. These days, we play outside whenever we can. Monster has even made friends with our neighbour's cat. I'm so proud of him for being brave. I can't tell you how great it is to have a monster under the bed. Now, I just need to persuade him to come to the park with me. Imagine how much fun that would be.